Hey everyone, and welcome back, or welcome to the K is for Kindness podcast. I am so glad you took the time out of your day to give this a listen, and I hope you enjoy. So I'm going to start today's episode by going back in time a little bit and talking about my experience with confidence and having low self-esteem. And I'm going to go way back to the fifth grade when I really started questioning my self-worth, and this actually started on the school playground. For some reason, it was a trend to ask a boy out, and if he said yes, you got to wear this little sports necklace around called a fightin'. If you know what I'm talking about, then you can attest that wearing a boy's fightin' was a status symbol. All of my friends had boyfriends and got to wear these stupid fightin' necklaces around, and I was so jealous. And I was so desperate to wear one of these necklaces that I would start asking a bunch of boys at recess to be my boyfriend so I could wear theirs. And I look back and I picture like my fifth grade self running around with like her plaid shorts on and her Bobby Jack shirt asking a bunch of guys to be her boyfriend, and I just want to cringe. And I was constantly rejected. And I can remember the feeling that I had going home and looking in the mirror and thinking, what in the world is wrong with me? Is it my hair? I know my teeth are crooked. Maybe it's because I don't have boobs yet. Man, like, I gotta get some boobs. Like, if you had boobs in the fifth grade, you were, you know, top of the pyramid. And I even would start picking on my personality. Like, am I too annoying? Maybe I'm not funny as I think I am. And then I would plan out like the next day. I would think, tomorrow I'm going to wear my cutest outfit. I'm going to stuff my training bra and I am going to get a boyfriend. But at the end of the day, I was still left fightingless. And this rejection as a child stuck with me for so long. And all it takes is one moment of rejection to get us to question our self-worth. I wish that I could like go back and shake my 10-year-old self and be like, what is wrong with you? You have so much potential, kid. These boys smell like BO covered by Axe body spray. And trust me, like your boobs are going to grow in like 6 more years. You're a late bloomer. Don't worry. but I mean, this wasn't the last time, obviously, that I felt like no one would ever like me. Middle school was terrible. I was constantly comparing myself to other girls. I hated my crooked teeth. I was super lengthy, like super skinny, super tall. My style was whack. I don't know who let me leave the house wearing UGG boots, Hollister jeans, and God knows what for a top. But whoever let me out of the house like that shouldn't have. Everything about me felt wrong. And no guy really liked me, or at least the cool guys didn't like me. And I don't know why having a boyfriend was such a status symbol in like those middle school years, but looking back, every one of my friends had a boyfriend. So lock up your girls, because Axe spray and fightins are clearly an irresistible combo. But high school was better. I hit puberty, I got my braces off. That rejection stuck with me for so long, and the negative self-talk that I used on myself was so detrimental. Like all those nasty things I would say to myself, I began to actually believe. And to cope with this, I would use the attention from guys that weren't really worth my time to mask these bad feelings I had for myself. The attention they gave me felt so good that like nothing else mattered. But the thing is those boys don't last, and those nice things they say about you don't last either. And I was still left feeling so rejected, and just my self-worth was so, so low. And now at this point, my confidence was gone. Poof, out the door. I would get anxious going out with friends because I compared myself to them all night. I hated pictures, especially prom pictures. And I became so judgmental. I judged everything that another girl did. Like if she posted a cute picture in her bikini, I instantly would say she's trying so hard to get likes from other people. If a girl had something that I didn't, I would say like, oh, like it's nice to have everything handed to you. Looking back, honestly, I was such a negative and judgmental person on the inside. I really don't know who that girl, that judgmental girl I was. I don't know who she is anymore, which is great, but how did I get over this, right? Like, I keep saying that I was so negative and so judgmental and had zero confidence, but then how did I get to where I am today? I would start by saying time. It takes a lot of time and lots of YouTubing how to gain confidence. I can't remember which YouTuber said it, but one had said, fake it until you make it. So my first step was pretending that I had confidence. When you pretend like you have confidence, the only person that knows you're faking it is you. Everyone else thinks you have it, right? So when I would get ready with friends to go out or just even get ready for the day, as funny as it sounds, I would say to myself, like, you're going to be confident today, whether you like it or not. If I was going out, like, I would pretend like I was the hottest girl in the room. I didn't feel that way, but thinking that every guy had their eyes on me was a cool thing to think of. With pretending to be confident, you have to have that happy, nice persona, right, too. So I would say hi and wave to people walking to class. I would mingle with different groups at functions, and I would compliment other people. And I would actually say that complimenting people boosted my confidence dramatically. There's something about, like, encouraging and making someone else feel on top of the world that makes you feel good too, at least for me. Maybe I was just so sick of being that nasty, judgmental person that I was. And that just shows, right? So when I had my lowest self-esteem, I was so judgmental. But then when I started complimenting people, they assumed that I was confident, and pretty soon, like, I believed it too. I was like, hey, you know what? I am a cool, nice, funny person. People like me. You know what? I think I like me too. And I spent many of my teenage years trying to boost my confidence in ways that I thought would. I would try different hairstyles, buy clothes, switching up my style every couple months, watch makeup, like, so many makeup tutorials, and, you know, I would edit my body in photos for validations, try crash diets, buy all these materialistic items. I was searching for confidence in all these ways that really weren't meant for me. It wasn't until I started doing things that I loved that I became the fulfilled, confident person I am. I stopped looking for confidence in ways that would physically change me, things that I knew people could see on the outside. I really wanted to work on things that people would notice that were shining from the inside out. If you want to like yourself, you really have to start on the inside. And I started doing a bunch of things that I enjoyed. Like, I invested my time in community projects that allowed me to use this creative side that I have. And I started pursuing a career that I am in love with. I did things for me. I made my own choices. And you need to make choices for you too, like no one else. Your life isn't about trying to fit the mold of everyone else. And I'm not saying that you can't like the same things that everyone else is doing, but ask yourself, like, am I doing these things because it's going to get other people to like me, or am I going to do these things because it's going to get me to like me? So remember, fake it until you make it, compliment others, kindness is most certainly not a weakness, and envelop your life around things that you love to do. Thanks so much for giving today's episode a listen. If you enjoyed and would like to hear more, please click the follow button below and check out my Instagram at k_forkindness, and I look forward to speaking to you next Wednesday.